Want to donate to charity but also make money off of it? Check out Swagbucks. They regularly have moneymaker offers with a variety of partners, including the American Cancer Society, Sierra Club, ASPCA, and more. For example, there's currently a promotion where if you donate $19 to the American Cancer Society, you will also earn 4,000 Swagbucks, which is worth $40. This is such an easy way to make $21 with just a few clicks, while also supporting a great cause. Check out the link in the show notes to try out Swagbucks and to find out more about these moneymaker deals. Thank you to Swagbucks for partnering with this episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipina-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking.
And every hour on the hour, the tree would twinkle and play a song. So after we got back, we were exhausted and we got to go lay down and sit down. I would crack the window, turn and crack the window open. And at the top of the hour, the tree would start playing its thing. And I would all rush to the windows to go look out over this square to go see the entire show because the tree lit up in different levels and sparkled in different things with the songs. And everybody on the square would stop and look at the tree too. So I got to see the tree more than anybody by having that special room. But if I were to travel on points, I would say stay at the Hilton in Prague. I have a high recommendation that is very nice, just like the other hotel.
Happy holidays, points people. You just heard a clip from Della Woolen. Della has been in the points and miles game for more than 14 years, ever since her husband was assigned a project in Maui, and they realized she could come along for only $10. They've also operated a travel agency as a side business with a specialty in cruise lines and Disney vacations. In this episode, Della and I discuss an amazing vacation her family took through various Christmas markets in France, Germany, Austria, and more, and how you can do the same. We talk about some points hotels, travel tricks, and also must-see stops along the way if you are looking to plan a Christmas trip market for yourself. If you are looking for a credit card to use abroad, make sure you use one like the Chase Sapphire Preferred, which has no foreign transaction fees. The Chase Sapphire Preferred is also one of the most popular first cards for anybody looking to get into the game. Remember, never ever ever apply for a credit card through Google. Always use a friend or creator's referral links. If you are interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, or you want to learn more about the Chase Sapphire Preferred, check out the link in the show notes. And now, on with the show. Hey, Della, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here.
I am so excited to have you here today. We are going to talk about an amazing trip that your family took through Europe with, what was it, 6 or 8 different cities for all of these different markets?
A lot. It was a lot. Six Christmas markets.
So a lot of different stops. All right. But before we go into any of that and talk about all of the different cities that you got to go to and how to recreate this magical trip with points and miles, let's talk about your background. How did you get into the wonderful game of award travel?
Well, I've been in the game for about 14 years since 2007 when my husband was assigned a project in Maui. And we had enough points to go for, and he said, you can go for $10. And that convinced me to go. We grew up with the same destinations for vacations. We always went to the beach, but we never, ever traveled far out of our state. I never traveled out of the state unless it was for a school trip. And he went to, let's say, from North Carolina to Florida. But that was the only travel he ever did other than Boy Scouts. And we loved culture in other places. And so we met and we decided we were going to travel together and do things together. And that's how we got started.
And so he was already earning points and miles through work and then just kind of got you into the game?
Well, he was my college boyfriend. When he got out, he got a job and his job required him eventually to start traveling. And we immediately, right after we got out of college, got married, bought a house, got into debt. We paid off that debt. It was $5,000 and it took us forever to pay off the debt. And I said, never again. When I ever get a credit card, the thought of a credit card of us growing up, traveling was something that the very rich did. It's not something that we would ever do. A credit card was not something we would ever have. If you do, my father, even to this day, carries a debt on his credit card. And we decided we would never, ever do that again. We paid off that debt and we enjoyed traveling, nice vacations. We paid cash for these vacations, about one. And then we started, once we paid off the debt, putting my entire salary away. We put my entire salary away for years and opened up a travel agency and did cruise lines, Disney trips, and things for other people. And at the point where we worked full time and had this, and I was spending more time on other people's travel than planning my own, is when we closed the doors and said, that's it. What else can we do? So we bought this house down in Florida and rented out. And my husband started, we're flying to, his job required to fly long distance, longer distances to Japan, South Korea, a lot of other areas that were far away. So he racked up the airline points. My job required me to travel from place to place. So I got the hotel points. I was always the Hilton Diamond person when I would get the maximum amount of points. That was about it. But then we realized that I could travel for that $10 with him, and he got a project in Maui, and that was it. We haven't paid full price for any trip after that.
What do you guys do for work that you're able to travel this much and that you get to stay at all these hotels and that he's traveling to Korea and other places?
We're both engineers, and he does it as a military contractor, but not military, but just a contractor with the military. And so he would kick off a project that needed to start. He'd have to go back in the midterm, and then he'd have to go back at the end of the project. So he would have to fly out to a destination several times for a project. Me, I am an inspector. The facilities don't come to me. I go to the facilities. So I have to get a hotel room nearby. And I just travel from place to place. And we always made it so that you'd always have at least one parent at home with the kids. And we would always make sure that they knew that we were using this time that we took away from them to add back something to them, and have taught them immediately how to use these points and how to save money to go on trips. And this is how we afford it. This is not something that naturally comes to us. This is something we work for.
That makes sense. And so speaking of things that you work for, talk a little bit more about, why did you open the travel agency? Was this for discounts when you traveled? Was it just so that you could open different business credit cards? What was the motivation behind opening an agency?
At this point, it was not business credit cards. It was specifically to learn about travel because it was just so new to us. These people were going on cruises. These people were going to Europe. These people were doing nice things, vacations we hadn't done before, and we knew we could plan this out and help them accomplish what they wanted. And in the meantime, learned a lot about what we wanted to do. But we found out, like I said, when I started spending more time doing theirs, and I was trying to plan my own, and I didn't get to plan my own completely like I wanted to, and because I was busy doing someone else's, is when we stopped it. We said, that's it. We can't do this anymore. It's too much time.
That makes sense. How much time were you spending?
Well, we were working at least 40 hours a week for our regular jobs. And then I would say another 30 to 40 hours a week, because we had no kids at the time, 30 to 40 hours a week on these other projects that we would do. And then it was just, it becomes overload at some point.
Yeah. I had a very short-lived travel agency. I don't know if a lot of people know GeoBreeze Travel actually started out as a travel agency just so that I could get business credit cards. And when the pandemic hit, I used that as an excuse to close it down because I didn't actually like doing it. All right, let's talk about this amazing trip that you and your family were able to take all the way across Europe. It just sounds like pure magic. First of all, Disney World Paris involved, or Disneyland Paris. There's all of these different Christmas markets, like the Sound of Music and the wonderful Swiss Alps. Talk about, how did you plan this trip? What was involved? And also, you did a lot of this on points and miles. So walk us through all of the details. Let's start with flights. How did you do the flights for this Europe trip?
We knew we couldn't afford to do a family trip like this unless we could cash in some of our points for flights. My daughter, the oldest, was already studying abroad in Marseille, France. And so she got herself either a train or flight, I can't remember now, to Zurich, Switzerland. And we decided, and we found American Airlines through JFK, went straight to Zurich, Switzerland. And it was 60,000 points round trip. for the three of us. So 180,000 points bought us round trip to Europe and back. And without that, I could never have afforded the trip. And then on top of that, as we went, we knew we would have to use our points for some hotels and miles. So out of the 20 days and 19 nights, six of those nights ended up being covered with points. And had we not had some points in hotels and in different hotels, we would not have ever been able to do this again too.
So you flew American Airlines from North Carolina straight into Zurich?
Mm-hmm. Straight into Zurich and met my daughter there. So now we have a family of four. And then we stayed at the Holiday Inn Express there. It was excellent, 15,000 points. And then we took a bus. I want people to know that, you know, the transportation there, unlike here in America, is just excellently done with their planes, their trains, their buses. The transportation is so easy. It was $18 for the four of us to go from Zurich to Munich. $18 total.
What?
Four people, $18.
I know. How are they doing this? How are they doing this?
I don't know. It's just the cheap bus fare that would took you, and I just hopped on the bus. You buy your ticket in advance. You need to know about it in advance. You got to plan it. This is definitely a planned trip. You got to sit down at every part and plan it. And then the first Christmas market in Munich, in their main plaza, is I don't know, butcher the name, Marzenplatz. It's the Square of Mary, and it's all these Christmas markets are in the center of town, and they're beautifully done. They spend a lot of time and effort, and their vendors spend a lot of time and effort putting everything up to make it special for you. And one of the specialties is the mulled wine. So you don't visit a Christmas market without getting a cup of mulled wine. And you can choose to keep your mug, or you can turn your mug back in and get some money back.
That's so cute.
Mm-hmm. So the very first excursion we went to after we went to the market was to drive out, rent a car, and drive out to Neuschwanstein Castle. And it was King Ludwig II. A lot of the architecture there is Bavarian, and it's only about a two-hour drive. And Disney went and looked at this castle and thought this was beautiful, Walt Disney. And he modeled Cinderella's castle in Florida after this castle. And King Ludwig was a young fellow. His parents' castle is right across. You can walk from castle to castle and take the castle tours. He had the first running water into his bathroom. So as engineers, we were all mesmerized by the white limestone and the how they heated the castle and how they had running water. And we just had a wonderful time on that trip. And that was just a one-day excursion. Go back and visit the markets at night. If you're spending a lot of time in markets, there's a day market and a night market. Now, they're selling the same things, but the atmosphere is so different. And at night, having the mulled wine again, and it's just to walk around and look at the food and the gifts that they sell, it's just beautiful. Just beautiful. Then we went to the next market. It was in Salzburg. And Salzburg is a beautiful town. We have a wonderful Hilton there. My husband asked, he said, can I get a little bit of a splurge? And instead of staying at the Hilton, could he stay like at one of the Airbnbs? We did stay. We actually overlooked one of the markets. And so I did some of these for him too, where I stayed at an Airbnb instead of the hotel points. And we walked right up to the Cathedral Square. Salzburg is known for Sound of Music. It's known for Mozart's birthplace. And so the second item that we did was the Sound of Music tour. And it's a one-time thing. I remember my older daughter arguing with me, saying, it's so much money, Mom. I said, nope, it's so-and-so's Christmas present. This is it. This is all they're going to get. We're going to do this as a family. And it ended up being the most funnest tour I've ever been on in my entire life. It was so, the people were so knowledgeable, and they took you to all the locations, and we sang songs. And if I had to do anything over again, I'd go to Salzburg and Vienna, Austria, and I'd visit the Christmas markets, and I would take the Sound of Music tour again. It was so much fun. Oh, and I had chimney cake. It was my first time trying what's called chimney cake. And the way I would describe it is it's a funnel cake, and it's wrapped around a metal bar, and it twists and turns, and you'll see them lined up cooking. And it's cooked over, instead of being fried, it's cooked over some hot coals. And it's got sugar. It's rolled in cinnamon sugar. And then you can also, for an extra fee, they can add Nutella on the inside of it. It is so good. And at every market, I would have a chimney cake. So the markets are known. It's kind of like our fairs. They're known for their food, the specialty food you've got to try.
That sounds incredible.
It was. It was really nice. Then we took a train for $60, four people, $60, to Vienna. And Salzburg to Vienna is not that far. But it's fun to take the train when you're going from city to city. So if you do a Christmas tour, you can plan this in advance. This is where we stayed at the Hilton. The Hilton, and I had my diamond membership. And that diamond in the United States, to me, a diamond gets me to a concierge lounge that's nice. It's got a free breakfast. It's nice. But over in Europe, it is laid out. It is, you know, free soda, free popcorn. And this is where we spent Christmas night. And I asked them to bring an extra cable to our room because our computer didn't connect to our TV. And we wanted to sit and watch a Christmas movie on Christmas Eve. And our gifts to each other were minimal at best. I stopped and got some chocolate candies. And we each had one small little gift that we gave each other, but that was it for Christmas Day. And the Hilton in Vienna was the best service I've ever had in a hotel. And I think it was because they knew it was our Christmas. But still, these people working on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and I do appreciate their working. And they're so kind.
Yeah.
There is one thing I want to mention. If you're going to look at these Christmas markets, the best movie out today that shows Christmas markets, and it shows it during the day and it shows it during the night, is, and I hate to say it, it's a Hallmark movie. And it's called Christmas in Vienna. And the way the government allowed them to come in at 2-hour increments and film, and it looks just like it does every single year. It looked just like it looked when we took it when we were there, and it's what it looks like every year is what I understand. And I just thought that was really neat. So if people want to see what a real Christmas market looks like, and not only that, it was one of the prettiest Christmas markets during the day and during the night to see.
That's awesome. That's a great recommendation, as well as just a movie that can remind you of these Christmas markets and kind of give you some inspiration for the trip that you'd like to plan.
Mm-hmm. And on Christmas Eve, the Hilton was only 30,000 points per night, which I thought was surprising and very nice for the quality and the level of this Hilton. And so that I would like to, if I ever had to go back again, I'd definitely stay at the Hilton there.
That is an amazing redemption for a Hilton. Most Hiltons, I can never find anything for under 50,000 points that looks like it's any good. But outside of the United States, you can find a lot of good stuff in Europe and Asia. So this sounds like a really good sweet spot for Hilton as well.
If you are listening to this episode thinking, I want to travel like this, but I need step-by-step directions, one of the best ways to level up your travel hacking game is by talking with other points people. I give away a free one-on-one coaching call each week. The secret link to sign up is in my weekly newsletter, which goes out every Monday and is first come, first served to grab the free call. Also, I host a masterclass and group coaching session every month. You can find the links to sign up for the newsletter, monthly masterclass, and Patreon, which gets you access to the masterclasses and also recordings of past events, all in the show notes. This week's Patreon shout out goes out to Matthew. Thank you so much for being a part of the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon community.
Now, that was the third market we visited. The fourth market was in Prague. And so what we did was we took a train for $46 for a family of four. We took the train to Prague. And the place that we stayed, you can stay at it was recommended that I stay at the Hilton there. But that was one of the splurges, again, my husband wanted. And so I splurged and got on booking.com, or it was also on Airbnb, this little place that overlooked the town square Christmas market. And every hour on the hour, the tree would twinkle and play a song. So after we got back, we were exhausted and you got to go lay down and sit down. I would crack the window open. And at the top of the hour, the tree would start playing its thing. And we'd all rush to the windows to go look out over this square to go see the entire show, because the tree lit up in different levels and sparkled in different things with the songs. And everybody on the square would stop and look at the tree too. So I got to see the tree more than anybody by having that special room. But if I were to travel on points, I would say stay at the Hilton in Prague. I have a high recommendation that is very nice, just like the other hotel.
Awesome. Where did you guys go after Prague?
Let's see. We went to another train ride for $90 for a family of four to Berlin to stay at, this time we used some points, the Hampton Inn. It was 15,000 points per night, which was a great deal. And we visited their Christmas market in their town square. And in Berlin, there's quite a few town square, there's quite a few markets you can visit. You can imagine Berlin's a bigger city and you can go in different ones. There's a main area that you can go to. Then we, while we're actually in Germany, one of the things that we did was visit a concentration camp. I thought that was historical. And the German markets had a few more things that I thought were interesting that some of the other markets had, maybe, but I didn't see it as much. But they had more of the Russian fez hats. They had more hats that covered them up more. I don't know if they, I know their Christmas isn't colder than any place else, but they seem to have warmer garments, more ear covers. They had a lot more chestnuts and almonds and gingerbread than the other markets. And I thought that was interesting. You typically see the same thing at each market, but this German market had a little bit more. So if you go to Germany and you love gingerbread, that's the place to go.
Okay. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. You want me to talk about our sixth market that we visited?
Sure. Yeah. What came next after Germany?
I thought I killed us. And I think I've told you wrong. We took a flight from Paris for $18 each. I thought I killed my whole family. Who gets a flight for $18? But from Germany to Paris, it was $18. And I did splurge and stay at an Airbnb. Now, had I known more, had I been listening to you, had I known more about points, I could have gotten and used all my points. Because, you know, in Paris, there are many hotels you could use points at. But I didn't have that at the time. And because I had spent six nights, or I'll end up spending a total of six nights paid for and got my airfare paid for, our family could afford it. We got an Airbnb, and the last one is on the Champs-Élysées. And that's the most famous road in Paris. It's lit up at night anyway. But to be on it and then have the shops on it as well is just beautiful. At this point, we'd spent enough money and enough time and have been out in the cold for enough that we didn't have to do a lot of shopping. We did more eating. And again, my chimney cakes, every place I went. Paris, one of the two things we wanted to do. One of them was Disneyland Paris. And we are huge Disney fans. And so my daughter already had an annual pass to Disneyland Paris. And so we had bought three one-day tickets to Disneyland Paris, and we had so much fun. Disneyland is Disneyland, regardless of where you're at, and the atmosphere is the same inside the park. And the only thing you don't see in Disneyland Paris as much as you see at Disney World or even Disneyland is, in California, is we didn't see as many people dressing up. And when they did dress up like characters or wore the t-shirts, It was not common. It was just not a common thing. The ears are just not as common. But you can't beat Disney. Disney is like the top of the line there. Like I said, if I'd have planned it better, I could have stayed at a hotel near there with points. But I have learned a lot from you and some others. And I have taken some trips where I use just points. And this one was a total splurge. The other thing we did was we rented a car for the day. And again, we used the upgraded miles for the vehicle. And my husband was also used his upgrade in the vehicle to make it a larger car. Because in Europe, when you say you want to rent a car for the day, you need to specify that there are four people sitting in the car because you could wind up something very small. He got what was considered large, and we got in the car and we just laughed and laughed. Husband's 6'2". My girls are 5'10", 5'8", and I'm 5'6". Because even with the upgrade, it was just still so small. But it was just for the day. You can handle anything for a day, right?
Let's talk about how to rent a car, especially abroad, using points and miles. So were you using Hertz? Who are you using for this?
I think it was Hertz. And it was, my husband was in charge of that one, and he turned in whatever he had to turn in to get what he had to get. But I know it wasn't much. I think he used a combination of cash and points, and then used his upgrade. And we got to go out and pick the car when you walk out.
Because he already had Hertz status from just all of his work trips, yes. I assume.
Yes. He also had the international driver's license already paid for. But that isn't much. If you want that, it's only $15. It could have gone up in price, but it was at the time $15.
Okay. And did you also, so some of it's on points and miles. Did you also pay part of it on a credit card so that the comprehension and collision was already covered and you didn't have to pay extra rental insurance? How does that part work?
Absolutely. Always do that. Always, always, always. It's a way to save a lot of money. You need to know the details behind it. And I'm really impressed with some of the people in your industry and the points and miles describing the understanding the type of insurance that you're getting. I just recently saw someone's post on that. I thought that was incredibly informative. But always pay with a credit card. That's what we've absolutely learned, even if it's just 1 point per dollar spent, but just always spend on the credit card. And that trip was actually a little bit more expensive than I thought. In Germany, we got on the Autobahn. We had a good time with the car, got the car up real fast. And then I reminded my husband that my children in the back are my precious cargo and he was not to put them in danger. Although they squealed and yelled for more, Dad, more. But the trip out to, we went to Point de Hoc, which is between Omaha and Utah beaches. And I thought this was really historical. I thought it was important that the children visit something that my uncle, their great uncle, was at during World War II on D-Day. And we spent the day driving out to this area. Now, you can get like one of the tour buses, but the tour buses, you have to spend a night out. And I already had paid for my room, so I didn't want to do that. So we just drove out there and back. As you're driving out there, in France, they have more tolls than I was surprised about the toll road. So you need to prepare for that. And then I was also surprised that, and we laughed a lot because during the little towns, when you're going through little towns, you know, you have a light sometimes that'll tell you a pop-up on the side of the road that'll tell you the speed you're going. Well, these towns didn't have that. They had little smiley faces. So if you were doing good, you got a green smiley face. And if you were speeding, you got a yellow frowny face. So my husband got a lot of yellow frowny faces as we went. So we were laughing and taking pictures as we went on this trip about the yellow frowny faces because my husband was going more than, I guess, 5 miles over the speed limit. Then you got a frowny face.
Interesting. I've never heard of that. Do the tolls in France accept credit card with tap or do you just have to have coins?
No, they take credit card. It's expensive and I'm glad they did. But yes, credit card. So we actually got points for going on the toll roads in France out on this trip. So when we got back, we had quite a few points in just for the travel. So we tried to stack them that way. So at least I got something else out of it. Point de Hoc is an area where Omaha Beach and Utah come together. And my uncle climbed the cliffs at Point de Hoc on D-Day. And he was one of the 77 men who lived. There's a monument there. There's a national museum there. And of course, along the coast, because there were 6 beaches that were taken that day. Omaha and Utah were the beaches taken by the Americans, but there are other countries. The French took some beaches. And I would have to read up on my history again about who did what, but that was my remembrance of that. And so we felt that one-day trip was a very historical, important thing to do. If somebody wants to recreate that, going just to Paris and driving out and doing that, you could stay and get some points. You could use your credit card points and get a car rental and just spend time going up and down the coast and learning about D-Day. And that alone would be such an educational trip for a family and would cost very little to do.
Yeah, that's an amazing excursion idea.
We left by going to the markets again. Those Christmas markets were important to us. Turned the car back in and took public transportation back to our place. So we're in for walking. We're in for public transportation and buses and cars and trains.
Was the last Christmas market in Paris then? Or
yes.
Where was the last one?
The 6th market was Paris. And out of all the markets, I would say back again at that Vienna was the most beautiful and most well-rounded market with food. items to purchase, atmosphere. So if a family wanted to plan a trip, Salzburg and Vienna in Austria would be a wonderful trip to plan as well. And then we stayed near the airport, and then we parted our ways, and it was so sad sending my daughter back to school, but she had to go. It was the end of our trip. 20 days, 19 nights. What a wonderful trip.
How did the Paris night market compare to the ones in Germany or Switzerland or anywhere else?
It was, again, beautiful because of the lights. And of course, you can't beat that main road there in Paris, the Champs-Élysées. I'm pronouncing it wrong, but that's okay. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. And at that point, we'd spent a lot of money. So I just kept getting my chimney cakes. That's all I wanted. I had my ornament. I had my postcard. All I need is another chimney cake before I go home.
That's an amazing trip, an amazing story. And so you guys just flew straight back from Paris to North Carolina, still American Airlines as well?
They didn't have the round trip ticket then. So we had to fly through JFK again. So yes, through JFK, again, stayed at a Holiday Inn on the way back in. So that was another free night, another 15,000 points. But without those free nights and a couple of those points, it would not have been the same. We could not have taken this trip.
When you were flying American Airlines round trip, was this economy for the three of you meeting your daughter in France?
Yes, this was economy. Now, I know a lot of points people like to advertise they're in first class or business class, and that's important for a lot of people. But you have to gear this based on what your family wants to do, or how many points you're willing to spend. And at this time of the year, and we had recognized that, you know, this was probably the maximum amount of points we wanted to spend at the time. We didn't want to deplete it down. We wanted a trip next year. So we'll fly economy. Now I have to say, my husband does get a free upgrade. So he got upgraded to first class.
Just him?
Yeah, but he gave it to me.
Oh, that's so nice. Merry Christmas.
Yes, because I don't sleep well on planes and he sleeps well. And so we did give the kids each a chance. You know, when we fly somewhere, he always gets upgraded and I don't care if I sit with him or not. I love you, but I'll see you when I get there. And go ahead and let someone sit there. So we let the kids enjoy it too. Now, since I've started watching listening to your podcast and looking on the internet, there's so much more I can do. So if you're really into this, you could do this whole thing for minimal amount of money. You could recreate this whole thing and not spend what we spent. So I spent about $3,000, but I got about $4,000 for free.
So that's incredible.
It really is. For a family of four to do all these things for that amount of money, it's just amazing.
That truly is amazing. And I think you underscore a really good point where some people are like, well, if we're not flying first class, like, is it really worth it? Or like, I would rather spend $0 to get $200 of free value than spend $500 to get $2,000 of free value. It's really just up to whatever your family's budget is and what kind of what kind of experiences you guys want as a family, because you don't have to travel in first class if you don't want to. And if you find some first class availability where maybe half of it's on cash and half of it's on points, but you really want to take that ticket, that's fine too. There's no perfect way to do travel hacking. And that's why we like to interview so many different people with lots of different viewpoints and experiences on this show.
Mm-hmm. If I were single or if it's just the two of us, we could have gotten the first class tickets and done this whole thing up really well. But I'm traveling with two more children and they're, you know, adult size people. And it's the time for them to learn and see the different traditions and the different atmosphere, the different countries, the culture. It's very important for them. If that means I ride in economy so my children can see it, so be it.
Yeah. Lots of different styles and absolutely nothing wrong with that. So many different ways to live a travel hacking lifestyle.
But I'm ready to jump in. You have convinced me and some other people on this show other people in this industry, have convinced me that travel hacking with the credit cards is the way to go. I'm in the process of trying to figure out what the next trip is. And we just got confirmation and we'll get some more hearing what's going to happen. My daughter graduated from this university in France, and with a degree in marketing. And she just got her invitation to walk across the stage.
Nice. That is so exciting. And this whole trip sounded magical, from the Disneyland to all of the different Christmas markets and how many different cities you got to see. So with all of the experience that you amassed by planning this trip and also diving deeper into points and miles, what would be your number one piece of advice for listeners today?
Spend time on your trip and decide what you want to do, and then get your miles to go do that trip. And you can do it. And in today's market, you can do this even cheaper and better. But, you know, you just take it, you'll make mistakes and go with the flow. Just be okay with it being just okay. There are times where it's not okay, and you're just going to have to be in that moment and move on to the next one. But use your points and miles to do it, because you won't be able to. I can't afford to do it any other way, and most people can't. But don't be afraid to do it. Dive in, decide where you want to go, slowly work yourself there.
Wise words. And speaking of great advice, who are some other people on the internet that you love to recommend for points and miles content, general travel content, anything about Christmas markets in particular?
All I can think of is this one couple, and they're called Two Empty Nest, and they seem to travel with points and miles. I like the places they go, but it's just something I flipped through quickly on my Instagram. My daughter, she was a student studying abroad, and she went to 22 countries. And so she started one called My Worldly Travels. And they're just beautiful pictures. If you need to know, take a shot of from a country, and you're looking for that picture that's perfect. That's the website or the place to go on Instagram to visit. And then I have started upgrading my Instagram.
Yeah, where can we find you on the internet?
Yes. On Instagram, I'm the Hidden Mickey House, because I remember I saved my money and then I purchased this house down in Florida. And I've rented it out for years, and it still rents out even today. And then on Facebook, it's thehiddenmickey.com. It's thehiddenmickey.com. You got to put the in front of it. There's so many hidden Mickeys. I didn't realize there were so many out there, but I hope to keep those up a little bit better.
Is it really close to Disney World is why it's called that?
Yes, absolutely. 3 miles.
Wow.
I once got in my vehicle and I drove. There's a little back road to Animal Kingdom. And I got on that back road and I got in my car. And 8 minutes later, I was walking in Animal Kingdom. Because the parking lot was almost empty, so I pulled up to the front, right behind where you would pay to the massive amount to park. You just paid to get in the park. And then I had walked up and was going through security in 8 minutes. So
that is can't always happen.
Yeah, it doesn't always happen, but it does happen occasionally. And when it does, it's sweet.
All right. Well, thank you, Della, so much for coming onto the show today. We learned so much from you, and looking forward to following you on Instagram and your points and miles journey as well. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!